quiet, Chomp. Who are you?
Is your father home?
Yes?
My name's Skunk. May I come in?
And what do you want, Mr. Skunk?
Well, I happen to know you are an authority on robot technology. And I know you are trying to make a robot that has a soul. Today was your fourth failure, Doctor. Rather embarrassing for a minister of science and technology, isn't it?
Shh, keep quiet.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
Oh, I have the answer. This circuit. It's called the Omega Factor. Put this in a robot's head and you'll have your dream. A robot with a human soul.
How dare you? I don't need your junk. Good day, Mr. Skunk.
Open your eyes. You don't know how powerful this is. Without it, you cannot succeed.
That's enough. Get out of here.
Do you know what your father is? He's a fool.
No, he is not. Dad, what did he mean, you're a fool?
Well, Toby, I'm not so sure. I've been so close, but I just can't seem to make a robot like a human.
Dad, I've been thinking. Why don't you make a boy robot?
A boy robot? A boy robot? Of course, I should have thought of that before. We'll redesign robot number 5 and make it a boy robot.
What's he talking about, a boy robot?
Boy robot? What in the world for?
Well, after all, this is a kid's show, isn't it?
Shut up! This is an order from the Minister of Science and Technology. Get on it right away.
Huh? Oh, Toby.
Daddy, you promised to take me to the amusement park.
Huh? Well, I guess I did.
I'll be waiting for you at the entrance.
I'm busy right now. We'll have to make it some other day.
Another day? It's always like this.
We'll go next week for sure.
But, Dad, why can't we go today?
Now, Toby.
But, Dad, you promised me!
Some other time. Now go on home.
Let's go jump. You run right along home and wait for me there, Jump. Go on home. It's always another day.
What? Are you telling me he left by himself? Don't you know a little boy can't drive a robot car? Somebody's got to stop him. It's dangerous.
Please save him.
Daddy?
Toby!
Dad, please, Dad.
What is it, son?
Dad, that robot you're making, please name it after me. Dad, could you make it the very best robot in the whole wide world? Will you do that for me, Dad?
Yes, Toby, I'll do that, but you must get well.
You promise, Dad?
Yes, I promise.
Take good care of him like you did of me.
Toby? Toby, my son, my only Toby.
I'm afraid when this robot is completed, it's like the birth of a devil. I think we should cancel the project immediately. 10,000 horsepower flying through the air with a laser and a machine gun. Why, it's like a terrible weapon.
Miss Ford, I'm the one to decide if it's a devil or an angel. Not a weapon. It's my son.
Look here. Now I'll show him, that Boynton. Now that I have his plans, I'll put my Omega Factor in a robot like his. It'll make the world's greatest android. My dream will come true.
Yeah, yeah.
A perfect humanoid. A robot with human features.
Boynton, I want this project stopped right away. I can sympathize with your idea, but this is too risky.
But, Mr. Prime Minister...
No more! In the wrong hands, this could be a dangerous machine. You must stop this madness. I want it taken apart by tomorrow night.
Sir, I can't stop... I'm your father. Call me Dad. Come on, call me Dad.
Dad!
Toby, my son.
So, you've completed it after all, Boynton. This may mean trouble.
I'm taking Toby with me. I'll bring him up as my son. I don't care what you think.
Tree, flower, Toby, father.
That's right. You're learning fast.
Window.
You broke it. Say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Chair!
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Eat all you want. No, no, don't eat the fork. Come here, Jump. Jump, it's Toby.
Jump, your paw. Give me your paw.
Jump, come back here. Toby, what's wrong? Toby, what's the matter? Toby, what's wrong? I've got to stop it now. That's right. He suddenly became unconscious and now he won't even talk
to me. Why don't you take it to the Ministry of Science and have it checked there?
You know I can't do that. He must be kept a secret. I can only ask you and Usayama to help me.
All right. I'm coming right over.
Oh, no!
Dr. Boynton's robot?
It sounds like the D circuit is out of order. I don't know if we can get to it in time.
It's gonna blow up like robot number 4 did.
I'm afraid you're right. Bring the robot disassembling car, just in case. Doctor, it's going to cause some real problems if that boy explodes in the middle of town. I think it's best to disassemble it right away before it's too late.
No, Ford. I love him. Don't you see? He's my son. I can't lose him again. Can't you understand that?
I know he looks like your son, but he's not. He's a robot. Just a robot. With incredible power.
Wanna play with us? Let's get out of here.
Look, the birth of a prince. With my Omega Factor, I've created the world's strongest robot. You will be the ruler of the Earth. I will name you Atlas. Atlas, Atlas, the ruler of the whole world. Livian, you take care of Atlas.
Yes, my lord.
But leave the education to Skunk. Take him away.
Come, Atlas, come.
Power, hurry! The power, shut it off!
What am I doing here and what's going on?
Stop it! Don't destroy him! It's my son, and now you're going to destroy him!
Going to do. They'll find out about you at the ministry after what happened today. I just know I won't be able to stay at the ministry any longer. We'll have to go away somewhere, somewhere where no one knows about you. We can start over.
Okay, Dad.
Well, you run along home and take care of things while I'm here.
Yes, Dad. Come on, jump. Come on.
You see, He is my son.
Vivian? My name, Devil's Son. Me?
No, you're not. You're Atlas.
Strange. Father said so. I wonder, what is Devil?